Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the ARMR Report. ARMR stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. Everything you hear on this podcast, the show, will revolve around proprietary algorithms that we've written to help manage risk and execute better in the investment space and the stock market and managing portfolios. So, you know, this is not your father's, your grandfather's, and even your father's stock market. This is a millennial stock market, and it requires millennial tools. And those tools are algorithms. The vast majority of execution on all of the exchanges are executed by algorithms. And you need these algorithms to enhance your performance when managing your own capital or managing anybody's portfolio. And so what we try to do here on the ARMR Report podcast is to share with you some insights and the information generated from a robust institutional style algorithmic approach. And without further ado, those of you who follow the ARMR Report know we once a month share with you information on what the report was telling us in the prior month and give you some insights into what we think the market will be doing going forward based on the algorithms, not based on our opinion or our guesses or some type of prognostication or discounting method. We don't engage in any of those old tools. The tools of today that are required to really create alpha in a portfolio are tools that focus on risk management. That's where the alpha can be generated. And if you're not in the game of wanting to create alpha, wanting to outperform your peers, then you can just own literally the ETFs of the indexes, and you can, you know, buy a portfolio of the S&P and the NASDAQ 100 and the small cap or mid cap or Dow and indexes and forget about it. There's nothing wrong with that. You get market average rate of return. I personally don't like average rates of return. I like to, you know, enhance my return and have above average rates of return. And the best way to do that in today's market is to focus on risk management. And so today I'm going to make this podcast brief. This is an interim report, if you will, not the big report at the end of the month. But during the month, certain we have algorithms designed for the big indexes, and then we also have algorithms designed for different groups and sectors of the market. And we use exchange-traded funds to execute on our algorithmic risk-on entries or risk-off entries. And so today I'm going to highlight for you a risk-on opportunity in the biotechnology space. And we had this risk-on entry a couple of days ago. So a couple of things to let you know. This is not an action report the very second that we're putting capital to work. Please look into your own portfolio, determine your own risk abilities. Everybody has a different risk tolerance. It's important that you understand yourself and understand the type of risk you want to take and when you want to take it. So if you are looking for actionable information the minute the algorithm tells us to enter a position, you know, you can in some manner, you know, follow us either on Twitter or, of course, for actionable information in real time as we take positions. We'd have to be working together in some fashion. You can take the ARMR report as a member, and you'll get real-time actionable information. So this is more of a highlight, letting you know that we're in this space. We were buying biotech a couple of days ago. And what we love to do is enter a trade, just because as a human, you can't ever turn off your mind and say, you know, I'm never going to think. And so what's really fun is to have the algorithm get us long a position at a time where fundamentally it syncs up. And so I'll just share with you two thoughts. Number one, biotechs have been underperforming the market for a period of a couple months now. It's been doing that primarily with the rest of the healthcare sector because the markets were afraid of the Donald Trump tweets. Trump was out there constantly tweeting, what he was going to do to drug pricing. And of course, an attack on drug pricing makes it more difficult for biotech companies and other medical companies to grow earnings and revenue if you really were to have a government that started to attack pricing. But of course, in this new millennial world, we have new tools and we have a new president to go with it, and a new president who tweets. And these tweets drive down asset prices. And then the algorithm gives us a risk-on entry signal. What's interesting is it gave us this signal 2 days in front of, 2 days before the, quote, big announcement by Trump of what he was going to do, what he wanted his government to do about drug prices. So we were buying this group 2 days before the big announcement. Now, you know, most investors are too afraid to put money to work in front of those big announcements. But the algorithm is designed to help us put money to work when the reward is big enough for the risk we're taking. That's what these algorithms are. It's a calculation. It's a mathematical equation helping us understand when the reward is big enough for the risk being taken. And because we always know what the risk will be within a certain goalpost, because we have a stop loss that's pretty much fixed, so we kind of know where our loss is going to be. We don't want to put the capital to work unless the reward can be big enough. And so we get that risk-on entry signal 2 days before Trump makes an announcement. And now, of course, every day since the announcement, and even leading up to the announcement, biotech stocks are trading higher. It's classic. This is the new way to manage capital and create alpha in a portfolio. Also, just as a note, something to think about, every year there is the ASCO conference in early June where you get a bunch of abstracts from biotechnology companies showing their best applications in the constant war on curing cancer. And these stocks, and the group in general, the biotech group in general, likes to rally into ASCO. So when we get a sell-off in a group based on something that's not really, it's kind of artificial, which is a Trump tweet, and when we get a risk-on entry point, because the reward is great enough from that entry point, and then it leads up into ASCO, and we know each year biotechs tend to rally into ASCO, that's a no-brainer opportunity to put money to work. These are the type of action alerts that we try to provide to our readers of the Armor Report on a regular basis. And I hope that this helps you in some way to illustrate how algorithmic risk management research can really benefit a portfolio. So I wish you all the best of luck in trading. I will tell you that we are long biotechs in the biotech group, so we are using these risk management algorithmic alerts to manage capital. We do have stops. This is not an easy a thing to do on your own, so it's best to try to set up your entry points, know where your stops are going to be. We have our own proprietary stops, but you can always look at an opportunity, determine what you're willing to risk, and then make sure you're stopping out losses and not blindly holding on to positions because of hope. If you ever find yourself hoping on an investment, you need to be fearing that investment. And while this is a new millennial type of stock market, that old adage is still 100% accurate. So every morning when you look at your portfolio, if you look at it that closely, ask yourself about the positions that you're holding. And if you find yourself hoping that they're going to go up, you need to be very afraid. And you need to begin to manage your assets differently. You need a risk management approach. if you're trying to create alpha and outperform the market. And if you're trying to protect your capital, I mean, the first way to increase your net worth is to protect your capital and then make it grow when the reward is great enough for the risk you're taking. I hope this has been informative. I look forward to talking to you again, certainly at the end of the month when we do our Armor Report wrap-up. And if there's anything else during the month that we think is worthy of a podcast, we'll be out here again trying to share with you information created from our algorithmic risk management research. Have a good afternoon.